Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
We are thankful for the opportunity to be together on the Lord's Day. Two or three announcements to remind you of, and one in particular, I hope I'll get a chance to make this right, but I've neglected to let you know and to publicly thank Jackson Reeves for ministry amongst us and for all of those kinds of things that he's been investing in our church over the years. Jackson just recently got a job in Montgomery and has moved down to Montgomery to go to work there. And so we won't be seeing him around Grace Heritage now. And I didn't know how many of you were aware of that. And we normally make a big deal because when people come and then have to leave to go to work or move on to the next place. But Jackson's been here just from the very beginning, right? And so he's one of those folks who have been here since the day his dad started thinking about the need of a Reformed Baptistic church in the Auburn-Opelika area. So he's been responsible lately for getting the messages and things uploaded to the internet and somehow working that internet magic that gets that stuff there. And so now we're going to be looking for somebody else probably to fill some of those gaps. And just wanted to say publicly thank you to Jackson. We're grateful for his work, and we want to pray that he'll get settled quickly and established in a church in the Montgomery area. And hopefully, you know, one Sunday when he's back, I'll make a big deal about when he's here. Also, don't forget that tonight, you know, it's our normal practice. If we're not here through most of the day having a fellowship meal together, then in the evenings we gather and worship at the end of the Lord's Day together and finish the day together. We think about the messages that we've heard during the day and how to apply them to our lives. In particular, we pray together. And so we see the whole day as importantly belonging to the Lord, and we want to invest our lives together that way. Tonight we'll be meeting at Greater Peace Baptist Church in Opelika on Jeter Avenue. And there's a community Thanksgiving service that will be an encouragement to you, I believe. And so instead of our group being here, we want to go there, and I encourage you to be a part of that. Next week will be Thanksgiving, obviously, so a lot of you will be on the road and traveling and things like that. We pray for your safety, and we'll look forward to being able to be together again next Lord's Day. Also, I wanted to encourage you to be praying for the Ramirez family. Rhonda's dad had his leg amputated this past week, and they've been there ministering to him and encouraging him, and that's an extremely difficult operation to go through and with an extremely difficult recovery period to follow. And so please be in prayer for them in these days as he's making that recovery. Brian and Ron will be back just a few more Sundays with us before she moves permanently to Kansas and he's transferred to South Korea. So those are some of the reminders of things that are going on in our fellowship. And also, Jonathan, can you give me the 10-second update on Elizabeth, how everything's going at home? Okay, beautiful. So Elizabeth's doing baby stuff at home. How grateful we are to our Father's provision for you guys and for Elizabeth. And we pray that that provision will continue in the days to come. And our joy each week is to gather together to be reminded of our dependence, our desperate need of God's provision in our lives, to turn our hearts toward Him in worship, to be reminded of the gospel, to confess our sins, to be encouraged that there are others in the same path and the same journey with us. And so we want to begin that time together now by looking to God's Word. And I invite you to take your bulletins, please, and look there on the front page to Psalm 66, as that will be our call to worship. Would you stand together with me, please, as we read from this text together? Would you join me, please? Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. And so before we sing together, would you join me as we pray? And I will voice our prayer of praise to the Lord. God in heaven, we bow before you and we hear the worth that is yours, that all the earth is to shout for joy to you, that all the earth is to sing the glory of your name, that all the earth is to give you glorious praise. And so we gather together this morning to say, how awesome are your deeds. You are God who forms life in the wombs of mothers. And you do as you are pleased, and we praise you and thank you that you have been pleased to give Elizabeth life and strength and health. And we pray for your continued mercy that many might see her life and know that you are the Lord God Almighty. We pray for mercy as we gather this morning and ask for your help as we sing to one another and as we pray together and as we gather around your word preached and as we give to you not only our offerings financially out of the goodness that you have shown to us, but as we give you our very lives. And we pray that you would be our helper, that all of our hearts would be turned to you, that you would give us an undivided heart to worship you and to recognize that your deeds and your care and your provision in our lives in these days are great indeed. From generation to generation, O God, may we give praise and glory and honor to the name of our Lord, the one true God. And we pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world, and returning to consummate and bring to its full glory the kingdom of God one day. Amen. Let's continue to worship the Lord together as we sing.
such proofs of love divine. Had I a thousand hearts to give, though they should all be thine, a thousand men could not compose a worthy song to bring. Yet shall endless prayer be made, and princes throng to crown his head. His name by sweet perfume shall rise with every morning sacrifice.
Please be seated, would you? Would you join me, please, as we bow before the Lord and we follow His command to confess our sins, believing that He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of unrighteousness. Join me as I pray. You follow along. Father, we bow before You as Your people, recognizing that You are God who is holy and majestic and righteous, that Christ is to receive glory and honor and submission from every single person, that every man everywhere is commanded to repent and believe the gospel. And as those who have followed after Christ, we recognize that still we need the work of Your saving power in our lives. We recognize the struggle that is ours with sin. We see ourselves lacking obedience, we see ourselves committing transgressions. That is not our desire, it's not our heart to follow in that direction, but still we struggle. And so we look not to any man's provision to deal with this issue in our lives, but we look to Christ, who is our Redeemer and our Savior. And we hear Your call to look to You for forgiveness. And this we do together as Your people. We pray that You will forgive us where we have not exalted Christ in the ways that we have done our work this week. We pray that You will forgive us and that You would give us faithfulness so that whatever we do, however we put our hands to, whatever, whether it's eating or drinking or anything else, that we would bring glory to Christ. And this has so many ramifications, so many applications in our lives. Father, we pray that you will give us boldness, and we confess that we do not always speak of Christ when we ought, that we do not stand for the word of Christ when we ought. So we ask that you would strengthen us by your grace to do just that. We confess that we have not demonstrated the glory of Christ in our love for others. And so where we have fallen short of loving people around us well, we pray for your forgiveness. And we ask for the sustaining mercies of Christ. We pray that you would forgive us where we have feared the reaction of others rather than exalting Christ. And we have elevated the approval of men above the approval of God. So rescue us and forgive us, we pray. And set us free from the fear of man. We pray that you would forgive us when we have exalted our own pleasures above the glory of Christ. So we have not given our members, our eyes and our ears, our tongues, and our desires and our passions to you, but we have exalted the things that this world has to offer to us above. Christ, who alone is our satisfaction. Forgive us and cleanse us, we pray, and deliver us from the false idea that this world has something better to offer to us than you. And help us as we find joy and pleasures in the things you have provided for us in this life, then to continue on to your desired end, that we might give to you glory for the joys you have supplied for us. Because you ultimately are the one who satisfies us. We ask that you would do all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb crucified, the Lamb of God slain for the sins of his people. And it's with joy that we trust that you will do this very thing. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you look to Psalm 103 together with me? And would you be reminded of the gospel by reading together out loud with me now? Join me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Would you stand again together, please, as we sing of the satisfaction of Christ?
seated. Good morning. If you could turn in your Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy, we're going to continue in our scripture reading with chapter 2. If you're using the Bibles in the pew racks in front of you or in the seat racks in front of you, that's going to be on page 991. So we're going to pick back up where we left off. Paul spent much of chapter 1 warning against the false teachers and just reminding Timothy of what the true gospel is. This is a letter that Paul wrote to Timothy as a young pastor. This is one of the pastoral epistles. And so this is the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Spirit, giving instruction on specifically the affairs of the church. And we're going to see that in the passage today. Chapter 2 really, I guess, to be as brief as I can, shows us that God cares deeply about our worship. Not just that God is worshiped, but also how God is worshiped. And if you follow along in chapter 2 with me, you'll see that he cares about the way that we pray. He cares about the way that we think about the gospel. He wants us to exalt the person of Jesus. He cares about proper leadership in the church. He cares about the way that we dress. He cares about the way that we speak. It's a comprehensive sovereignty that God has over every detail. And God cares deeply about how we honor him in worship. And so as we read this, perhaps one thing you could consider as we read is the authority that God has. He gets to tell us what to do. If anybody gets to tell us what to do, surely it is God. And if you know anything about this God, if you know anything about the way he's provided for us and the way that he has loved us by sending his son, then you know that his authority and his commands are beautiful and good. And so listen along as we read in chapter 2. And just so you're not thrown off, the last verse is kind of confusing. Talks about a woman being saved through childbearing. I do think that's likely a reference to the birth of Christ. So if you have questions about that, I'm happy to talk about that with you after the service. But let's hear the word of God. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Likewise also that women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly attire, but with what is proper for women who profess godliness, with good works. Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man, rather she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived, and became a transgressor. Yet she will be saved through childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. Thanks be to God. If you look in your worship guide to page 11, we'll turn our attention to just a prayer of thanksgiving for God's word. God, our Father, we are grateful. We are grateful for your word. Lord, your word gives life. God, would you help us to love your word? Would you help us to have all of our sensibilities shaped by your word? Lord, the selfishness that we have, Lord, would it be refuted by your word? Lord, the way that we want to be the masters of our own souls, Lord, would you help us to find joy in submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ through your word? Lord, I pray, God, that you would help us as we gather even on this Lord's Day, that we would have our ears tuned to your word, that it would transform our hearts to be more like that of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we pray together for our partners in the gospel all over the world, especially for Ted and Laura as they're serving in Central Asia. Lord, we pray that you would bless their family. Lord, would you guard their marriage? Would you help them as they seek to be faithful parents to their children, even in a very difficult context where it's not easy to be a Christian? It's certainly not the cultural norm. We thank you for the way that you've provided for them as they've been in this frustrating visa shuffle for over a year now. Lord, we thank you for the way you've provided for them. We pray, God, that you would continue to provide for Ted as he seeks to provide for his family and as they seek to be a light for Christ in a very dark part of the world. Would you help us to be faithful to hold the rope for them as they go down into such a dark place? And Lord, we pray also for Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Lookout Mountain, and we pray, God, that you would bless their worship this morning, and for Pastor Nathan White, would you bless his preaching this morning? We pray, God, that you would bring people into their fellowship who are eager to live out the gospel together and to reach their area for the sake of Christ. We thank you for their church being planted, and we pray, God, that you would continue to provide for them financially. We pray especially that you would bring families there that not only are eager to be served, but also to serve others. And we pray, God, that you would encourage and provide endurance for Pastor Nathan as he seeks to lead in that. We lift up the North American Mission Board, and we thank you for the way that you have equipped them and provided resources for them to plant churches and strengthen churches here in North America. We thank you for the way that you've given them the resources and the administrative oversight to engage in disaster relief, even still after a difficult late summer of hurricanes. We pray, God, that you would continue to sustain them. Lord, I pray that our North American Mission Board would continue to lead out and be an example for others to follow. Lord, I pray that you would help them to keep the gospel central, that they would not be tempted to think that good works are a replacement for good doctrine. Lord, we thank you for the leadership of Kevin Ezell. We pray, God, that you would continue to give him wisdom as he seeks to lead that important ministry of Southern Baptists. Lord, we want to even heed the passage we read this morning, that we would pray for political leaders. And we lift up our own mayor, Bill Hamm. We pray that you would give him wisdom, and would you give him self-control, and would you give him patience as he leads our city. We pray that you would help him to be an example of caring for those who are most vulnerable and open to abuse. These past days and weeks have been so disheartening to see political leaders and influential leaders abuse their power. And Lord, would you help and guard Mayor Hamm from such things? Would you give us discernment as we seek to be engaged in this process and as we face a difficult election coming up? Would you give us wisdom and discernment as we seek to sort through so much information that's being sent to us? We also thank you for the way that you've blessed our city and the way that you've blessed our church. We lift up to you Jonathan and Jessica and their marriage this past weekend. We pray, God, that you would bless them in this new marriage. Lord, we thank you for the gift of marriage. Lord, we thank you that it points us to something. It's not a final thing. It's pointing us to the consummation of the ages when the church is united to Christ. Lord, I pray that that would be central in Jonathan and Jessica's marriage, and we pray, God, that you would bless them and keep them. And we also thank you for bringing the Ricketts back with us. Thank you for bringing all the Ricketts back to our fellowship this morning, and what a joy it is to worship all together and to pray for one another and to see prayers so directly answered. Lord, would you guard us from being hopeless in prayer? Lord, we see prayers answered so consistently, and we have no reason to distrust you or to be pessimistic. Lord, what a joy it is to be together. And toward that end, Lord, we pray, God, that you would bless Pastor Paul as he opens your word to preach your word. Lord, would you give him boldness? Lord, would you give him a holy unction from the Spirit? Lord, would you give us hearts that are eager to receive your word and to be transformed by it? And Lord, would you do your work in us this morning? In Jesus' name, amen.
Stand together with me, please. We're going to sing the not traditional tune to Rock of Ages. Asa, if you want to make this mic a little louder, just in case people are not familiar with the tune, that'll help, okay?
Rock of Ages, left for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side, which love me of sin a troubled cleanse me from his hand and power.
Please be seated. As you do that,